Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. Erotic sovereignty, ecstatic aquatic experience, and transformational titty massage. What am I talking about? I'm talking about just some of the workshops I attended at the Soul Play Festival that I attended in comfortable Cobb, California, just this past weekend. So today's topic is all about getting enough out of an experience and being okay with not doing it all. So there were so many other workshops and so many other things to do. When I initially signed up and looked at the schedule, I was like, oh, I want to get there right when it starts, and then I'm going to do all of these workshops and do all these things. I'm going to be there until they kick me the fuck out, right? So that's what we'll be talking about. But through the process of going and really paying attention to what I really want, what I'm looking for, I ended up leaving early. So what is the Soul Play Festival? Well, let me tell you, it is a four-day heart-opening connection, blissful dance, invigorating yoga, focused event, and so much more. It's an experience designed to facilitate learning and growth while having a lot of fun and making great connections in the process. And I found it to be that and more. And one of the big things about the Soul Play festival and, you know, the creators of this event is they really have some values, and it was really kind of amazing to go to an event where they really do live by them and make it really clear to everybody what they are, so that everyone can kind of be on the same page and really try some funky, weird stuff like transformational titty massage, which I attended. It said men well, because men have breasts. We also, men have breasts as well as women do. And I learned a lot from that. But the values of Soul Play is consent, you know, really checking in like, hey, is this okay? Do you want to do this? Or, and then also being okay with people changing their mind. Playfulness, because it's a lot of fun. Acceptance of all types of people from all types of background. Curiosity to try something new, even though maybe you've never heard of it or maybe it seems weird. Intimacy, to really, you know, have authentic connections. And then also authenticity is another one of the Soul Play values. So yeah, how come I was like, hey man, I know it's the last night of the festival and, you know, the events go till 1:30, but it's like midnight and you know what? I think I'm good. And then, you know, wake up the next morning and I'm just like, do I want to go to, there's still like almost a full day of other events. There's, you know, pool party and there's, you know, dancing and there's another workshop that sounds really cool. And I'm just like, do I want to go? And I'm like, no, I think I'm good. I've had enough experiences. I want to just let these settle and then, you know, get off to the next thing. I think I've gotten enough out of this. So what was enough out of this event for me? So, you know, one thing is it's a four-day festival, so it's three nights, and it's camping. I am not a big fan of camping. I'll be honest. Most of the times I've gone camping, it was at request of somebody else, usually, you know, a significant other, because it's just usually for me not my thing. I like a bed that's comfortable. I like being able to shower without waiting in a line. I like to not have to go 100 yards or more to go to the bathroom. Which I know if you're like, you know, if you're really deep in the woods, like then you can just go out of the, you know, step out the tent and just, you know, do your stuff. So that part can be a little cool, but for me that getting in and out of the tent, it's really complicated with the zippers and stuff. And so I get fully awake. So I end up being exhausted usually from camping. So for this though, I was like, let me give it a shot. And big thanks to, you know, my friend Ryan, who let me borrow his camping gear, because I did not have any camping gear and he let me borrow it, which was really cool. And I figured out how to get it all set up all by myself. So I was very proud of myself being able to do that. So, you know, just that on its own, that's an experience for me, camping solo, effectively, all on my own, even though, yeah, it's in a big group of people and plenty of people to help. But yeah, I didn't know anyone there. And it's really interesting, you know, when you're checking in, this woman, you know, goes, "Welcome to Soul Play. Would you like a hug?" And I'm like, "Yes, I would like a hug." I've not been to an event that I can recall where that was offered upon registration. So already it's setting the tone that this is a different type of event. And then one of the cool things that's can also be a little nerve-wracking, and I did a previous podcast episode that kind of relates to this when I was doing a meditation retreat in Costa Rica, is that lunch and dinner is served buffet style, and then, you know, community style dining, you know, with a bunch of tables set out, and then bringing up that kind of like grade school, middle school, whatever experience of where are you going to sit? You're going to go off all on your own and sit by yourself, when the whole point was to, you know, meet new people? Or are you going to sit, you know, at a table and hope people join you? Or are you going to find a table that already has people and do the, is anyone sitting here? Could I sit here thing? And the, I missed dinner the first night, but the next day for lunch, you know, I found this table with an opening, and you know, this is pretty much full except for one spot. But you know, this guy looked really friendly, and I was like, "Hey, is okay if you sit here?" And he's like, "Yeah, absolutely. Have you been to Soul Play Festival before?" And I was like, "No, this is my first time." And he's like, "Well, is there anything I could do to help you feel more welcomed, you know, at this table? Would you like to meet the other people at the table?" And I was like, "Yeah, I would. They seem like they're in a deep conversation." He's like, "All right, I got you." And so then he introduced me to everybody. And we ended up having a great talk at lunch. And then what was really interesting is that it was almost like he was, you know, just by him wanting to help me meet other people, it felt like he was helping me, even though after that lunch, he never, you know, went, "Oh, hey, Justin, come over here and meet so-and-so." I just started to naturally kind of start meeting people. And then I would see this guy later and it's like, "Hey, do you know them?" And he's like, "Yeah, I know this person." Like, pretty much he knew everybody I eventually sort of met on my own. And he later told me he was always like so proud. He's like, "Oh yes, my new Soul Play initiate is, you know, doing great and meeting people and having a good time." Like he was so proud. And it was so that was just like a really cool experience to get that, you know, acceptance, and then that help from somebody that's, you know, been around, been to this festival for many, many, many years and knew like lots of the people there. And so, you know, start going to, you know, some more of the workshops and go to this one called Erotic Sovereignty, which was really cool. It's, you know, it's not what you think, but it is what you think, but it's not what you think. So and a lot of these workshops, you end up pairing up with people. And again, you know, everyone's going to be a stranger to me. And that's the experience for a lot of the people here, is they're getting paired with strangers. And, you know, the facilitator, you know, described like, well, eroticism is really just like the flow of energy, you know, from, you know, could be from a positive pole to a negative pole, could be from hot to cold, you know, or, you know, and it comes with people, you know, it's like, you know, some people don't like to use masculine, feminine. So I've got, you know, these alternate ways that relate to, you know, some of the things like power versus presence, that, you know, it requires presence to witness somebody's power. And then there's penetration and surrender. So someone needs to surrender for there to be a penetration, you know, of like an idea, of a thought, you know, or physically as well. That's like sex, everybody. That's like a penis penetrating the vagina. But it's not just that, you know, it can be other types of penetration. And so, you know, they do a really good job of these, of sort of like escalating sort of the intimacy and sort of the intensity of some of these exercises. So they often start, you know, pretty just like, you know, like, well, what is your experience of surrender? What is your experience of presence? And then we got to like, okay, with your partner, one of you is going to embody presence and the other is going to embody, you know, your version of power. And like right before that, because it's like, and you're now it's time to find a partner. And I caught this woman out of the corner of my eye start to like come over towards, but she landed on this other gentleman first. And I was like, well, maybe there'll be more partner opportunities. And so I paired with this this other guy, Greg, who did this really cool forest bathing workshop, which was really just like the most mindful hike I'd ever experienced. You know, it was about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I don't know, it's probably the distance we covered, you could have covered probably in about 10 minutes. I know it was 10 minutes because I later went and did it later. But it was just, saw so many things, smelled so many smells, experienced so many different parts. And really, this is the time of year that usually in California, I'm like, it's so ugly here. Everything is dead. Everything is brown. Everything is dead or it is dying. Yet through his guidance was able to like see so much life, like these ants crawling and, you know, birds flying. And there was still some flowers flowering and like moths are pollinating them. It was glorious. So me and him partner, you know, and it's just, you know, when I'm doing presence, I'm just like really able to notice this other human come into their power. It was just really, really cool. And then, so that exercise ends and then it's like, find another partner. And the woman who'd come over was like now right next to me. And I'm like, do you want a partner? She's like, yeah. And so it was, you know, one of you embody penetration and the other embody surrender. And it was just an intense emotional connection. I was just like, wow, I am really intrigued by this human. And she was intrigued by me. And we're like, okay, let's keep hanging out after the workshop. And we ended up doing like quite a few other workshops together. We did this yin and Thai massage workshop. We did the ecstatic underwater adventure workshop together, which if you haven't heard of ecstatic dance, well, so another value of this festival and also with anything related to ecstatic dance is they're completely sober events. There's, you know, no alcohol, no drugs. So it's just, you know, show up because the whole idea is to get more conscious, not like get out of your consciousness or become unconscious, which ends up having like really cool wild repercussions. Like they had a stage, you know, and at night and they're, you know, music's playing and they have a fire pit like right in front of the stage, a big roaring hot ass motherfucking fire going right in the middle of everybody like, you know, dancing, watching the music. And I'm just like, this could never happen at a normal concert venue where they're serving alcohol because like so many people would be on fire within minutes. But, you know, here, because everybody's sober, everyone's aware, nobody got hurt, nobody got injured. Everyone just enjoys the fire, is mindful, does their thing around it, and enjoys the time. So ecstatic dance is like this, you know, where you really go with the flow and there's like an etiquette to how you would dance or move in or touch other people. And so this workshop takes it to the pool, where now you don't have to worry about falling down and, you know, you can do flips and cartwheels and things like that. Cause like another person you can like move off of. And then the most interesting thing, most radical thing is it's clothing optional. So that ends up being really, really interesting as well. And if you've never experienced a clothing optional or clothes-free thing, I highly recommend it. It's not what you think. It actually becomes way less sexual and sort of way more humanizing because it really, it's kind of like we're all people. We all have bodies. You know, some have things they like, some have things they don't. And just everyone kind of gets really chill and relaxed. And it's actually very disarming because there's no like, oh, you know, what's going on with my clothes? Oh, what's going on under their clothes? It really takes a lot of mystery away. And then it's like you can really connect as people. So did that, which was just sort of, I love the water anyway. And so I just found it to be, you know, magical to get to do that event. So it was like really fun to just, you know, connect with this woman and have like these deep experiences where usually it was like one of those things where it's like, felt like, got the depth of like a full romantic relationship in like a 2-day span. It was really, really beautiful, you know, to be in an environment where, you know, I could kind of share like, well, here's my history, here's my fears. And she could kind of share her history, her fears, what she's looking for, and like, you know, sort of like respect where each person's coming from and just be ourselves and be able to like say really nice things about each other. Like, oh, you're so amazing. Like, it's so cool that you do that. And she'd say like, you look like Jesus. You are just so gorgeous. You're so freaking beautiful. Which, ladies, it's really nice to get physical compliments. So don't be too shy. It is nice. I definitely enjoyed that. It was nice to get some compliments because everyone likes to be complimented. And it was nice to be able to freely give the compliments back. And, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, I came from out of town relatively. She came from out of town. You never know. So it's like, you know, keep in contact. And there's just lots of love in the world. Because one of the topics, you know, that comes up often is, you know, well, what is a successful relationship, right? Because, you know, I've talked on previous podcasts about, you know, how I'm getting divorced. And oftentimes people feel like, well, relationship's a failure unless, you know, the only way that it's a success is if one or both people die. Otherwise, it's a complete failure, right? That's effectively what most people are saying. You know, whenever they go like, oh, I'm so sorry that you guys are no longer boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever it is. But it's like, isn't the whole point of a relationship is to connect and grow and become, you know, the people that you want to become? And so if through the course of that, it becomes like, oh, well, now it's just time for us to change the nature of the relationship to, you know, become, you know, less physically intimate or less intimate, or just change the structure, the dynamic, whatever. Isn't that actually a sign of success, a sign of growth, that like each of you is somewhere different and now you're ready for like the next thing in life? That's how I like to look at it. And so that's kind of how looking at this, like, you know, physically going to be apart. So now it's time to experience other things apart. No big deal. And then maybe, you know, who knows where the future goes? Like, there's these things called planes and then people move around. But, you know, no big deal, because it's really about what we really have is right now. You know, it's like, how do I want to experience now? I really do find it amazing that so often, just because we might be having an amazing experience right now, if we can't guarantee that it will continue for as long as we believe it should continue into the future, we are going to stop having this very enjoyable, very nourishing experience right now. So through those experiences, getting to, you know, connect with, you know, these two amazing, you know, people, the guy I met at lunch, and then the woman I met at the workshop, and then, you know, actually, you know, having done the workshops I actually did, I was just like, you know, I feel full. I feel complete. I've had enough. I don't have to get everything. Because it's when we're trying to get everything that we're really saying, like, I don't have enough. And that's when, you know, when we say I don't have enough, it feels like we don't have enough. And then we never have enough. Whereas the more we start kind of going like, man, look at all the richness that I already have. Like, there's just so much. Like, I appreciate it. Like, it's almost too much yet. Keep it coming. I don't need to go out and make it happen. It's happening. It's just happening. I just let it happen. And that's kind of how it felt. Like, it's happening. I don't need to go and force myself to go get more out of this event. Like, I already got everything I needed. So I felt really good about leaving early, you know, and quote unquote missing the last few things, but I didn't miss them at all because I already got everything that I needed. So that's, you know, this episode is a little bit of a audio diary in some ways. And also I wanted to, you know, share this like really weird, really wild thing with you guys. And I know some of you might be like, I would never go to a thing like that. And that's cool. I just want to share something that's like, you know, this was out of my comfort zone. Yet I want to ask you, what is something that might be a little bit out of your comfort zone that could kind of help you grow? You know, and if it's like you're single, like, it's like, you know, could you do like online speed dating? Those are a thing. Check it out. Look at it. Look into it. You didn't even have to leave the house and you can connect with, you know, lots of different people, you know. Or maybe it's like, you know, you don't like your current job. You know, could you at least look at other job listings? You know, like there's just all these little things like, okay, maybe your health isn't quite on point and maybe, you know, you haven't been exercising much. Like, could you just like go check out, you know, take one, you know, stroll around the block? What's just something a little bit out of your comfort zone, you know, where you're doing a little bit of action so you can be open to what you want? Because a lot of it is just being open and showing up, and then we can kind of get whatever we want. But we do have to be open for it to come, and then we do have to show up. Because it was really like, I'm like, I really want to connect with some really cool, amazing people. And by showing up to this event, I got that. I didn't have to do too much more than show up to this event. Whereas like a lot of people, it's like, yeah, you know, they basically get offered, you know, like it's the equivalent of like, hey, I just deposited, I got $1 million in the bank for you. You just need to go down to the bank and, you know, show them your ID so they know it's you, but the money's yours. And it's like, yeah, I would love to, just, I don't have enough money, to get to the bank. Like, you know, I don't have a car. The bus is like $3. So I wish there was some more money so that I could, you know, do the things I want. And it's like, no, I'm telling you, the money's there. You just gotta get there. Like it's, you know, you could even walk there, or, you know, just takes a little bit of your time. Like, oh boy, I'm so out of time. Well, I tell you, I'm so busy. If I just, you know, could have some more time, like, you know, somehow, like if, you know, this place could clean itself, or if I had some cleaners, like if I had some money, or if I could hire an assistant, but boy, there's just not enough time to do things. And, you know, I respect people in that position and allow them to be in that position for as long as they like. Just that's not how I like to roll. If that's not how you like to roll, or you want to roll like I like to roll, you know, hit me up, podcast@justinwink.com. Find me on social media, Justin Wink PhD. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm all about, is like just helping people take those steps so that you can, you know, live a fun, enjoyable, relaxed, energetic, life of, you know, fulfilling your passions, man. That's what it should all be about. It doesn't have to be all about your problems. You know, how about we make it all about, enjoying, you know, whatever it is you want to enjoy. It can just be as easy as how you reframe that question. All right. That's all I got for today. Again, find me on social media. Hit me up, podcast@justinwink.com. Subscribe. You know, I'm dropping these episodes when I feel like it, when I got something important to share. So do stay subscribed so that you know when there are new episodes in your little podcasty player. So it'll like go, this new episode or thing, something. All right, take care and good day.